Hi, Bill. These are nice trophies you have surrounding you. They're Michigan Bridge Association trophies, right? What's the one that looks like a dish? Fairly short plinth, big bowl.
That's the Dr. Edward Stein Trophy. It's presented to the Michigan Bridge Association player who wins the most master points in overall awards in Michigan Bridge Association events during a year.
When was it first created?
It was first given in 1961.
Let's see, it reads on it, the Dr. Edward Stein Memorial Trophy, Michigan Bridge Association. What's it made of, silver?
I think it's made of silver, yes.
It cleans it. I've been cleaning it using Wright's Silver Cream. You're the trophy master for the MBA?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, about 5 years.
I see. And so each year you get the trophies engraved?
That's correct.
Where do you take them?
Take them to a place called Engraving Specialist in Royal Oak, Michigan.
I see. So it's near where you work?
Yes.
Well, that's convenient. And the trophy with the handles, what's that one?
That's the Mauser Trophy. It was originally created for the winners of the Life Masters pairs in the Detroit Regional, but after the first 3 years, that event was no longer held. So now it's given to the District 12 member who wins the most master points in that regional.
I see. And what was Mr. Mauser? Is it Mr. Mauser?
Yes. He was a very well-known bridge player in Detroit and bridge columnist. And he was killed in an airplane accident, I think in 1964.
What was his first name?
William.
William, I see. Good name. And the tall one, it leans a bit, doesn't it? I'll bet it, was it made that way, to lean?
No, I think it was dented once, so it's the base isn't quite stable.
I see. And the, like the Mauser and the Stein, it too is silver?
Yes, this was made by Tiffany's.
I see, in New York?
Yes.
So they shipped it from New York out to Michigan?
I don't know. I think it was purchased from the American Contract Bridge League when Grant Marcy died. It's the Grant Marcy Trophy. He was a very well-known bridge player who died at the age of about 37.
I see. Well, would it be useful to you? Let me ask another question first. Wasn't there once another trophy also for the person who won the most points in Ann Arbor or something?
Yes, there was the Art Price Trophy was given to the person from the Ann Arbor area who won the most points in the Ann Arbor sectional.
And that's vanished.
Yes, that trophy was disappeared in 1987.
I see. And so that makes it awkward to restore it because it's awkward to know who won it all the various years.
That's right.
Do you have a list?
I have a list of the people who would have won it since, but I don't have a list of the people who already had won it. So I have a list from 1986 onward.
I see. Thus, it might be useful to you to have read into this oral history of the MBA trophies. A listing of everyone who has won each of them should they come to some untimely loss.
That would probably be a useful thing to do.
Would you care to start?
Sure.
Which trophy will you start with?
I'll start with the Stein Trophy, which has been given the longest since 1961.
Okay.
So the winners were in 1961, Russell Rusin, 1962, Dorsey Brooks, 1963, Grant Marcy, 1964, Russell Rusin, 1965, Chuck Berger.
1966 is over here.
Joan Ramey. 1967, Chuck Berger. 1968, Fred Hamilton. 1969, Russell Rusin. 1970, Dick Yanko. 1971, Gary Hahn. 1972, Russell Rusin. 1973, Floyd said. 1974, Floyd said. 1975, Dick Yanko. 1976, Frank Bell. 1977, Dave Doran. 1978, Steve Landon. 1979, Russell Rusin. 1980, Steve Landon. 1981, Jeff Starr. Those are all engraved on the dais.
Except for the first few that are on the circular rim on the plinth. Now, yes. You're reading from the base of the plinth?
Yes, from here on, it's on the base plates on the plinth. 1982, Steve Landon. 1983, Joan Ramey. 1984, Joan Ramey. 1985, Joan Ramey. 1986, Joan Ramey. 1987, Leon Lowe. 1988, Steve Landon. 1989, Dick Yanko. 1990, Marty Hirschman. 1991, Bob Weber. 1992, Marty Hirschman. 1993, Joan Ramey Moore. 1994, Joan Ramey Moore. 1995, Bob Weber. 1996, Bob Weber. 1997, Marty Hirschman. 1998, Marilyn and Miles Maddox. 1999, Bill Arlinghouse. 2000, Lynn Schaefer. 2001, Bob Weber. 2002, Bill Arlinghouse. 2003, Marty Hirschman.
Well, that's quite a group of people. Tell me a little bit more about the trophy. On the most recent winners, the names are inscribed smaller. Yeah. Has the trophy been devalued?
No. This year we were running out of room, and the engraving specialists suggested that instead of putting a year and then the name under it, we put a year with the name next to it. And evidently they decided they needed a smaller font to engrave in, a little smaller than we might have desired, actually.
And what happens, you will run out of room sooner or later, no matter how small they make it. What happens when you do run out of room? Do you get a new plinth or what?
Well, it's conceivable we get another piece put on the bottom of this one. However, we can probably do quite a bit for some time because the other three sides have the names large, so we can probably get those plates redone with smaller names if necessary. So my guess is that one could continue for at least 25 or 30 years without too much trouble.
Have you given thought to engraving the interior of the ball?
No.
No. Okay, that takes care of the Stein Trophy. Did we read the inscription on it?
No, we didn't. It just says, the Dr. Edward Stein Memorial Trophy, Michigan Bridge Association. And I'm sorry I can't tell you who Dr. Edward Stein was, because that's before my time.
I see. When did you start playing bridge?
1962 or 3.
So just after this.
Just after this came into play.
Well, you're the trophy master now, but in the past, I seem to recall seeing these trophies displayed in Cobo Hall when long time ago, in a glass case or something.
I don't remember that.
Years ago, in the 60s.
I suspect that in the 60s, Russell Rusin was probably in charge of them. I took over from Joan Ramey when she died.
Who chooses the candidate?
The Michigan Bridge Association Board of Directors.
I see. And they're elected by the membership.
That's right.
Next trophy.
The Mauser Trophy. It's engraved the William S. Mauser Memorial Trophy for Life Masters Pairs. Presented to the Michigan Bridge Association by Jane S. Mauser, May 10th, 1964. And as I said, the Life Masters Pairs ceased to exist after the first 3 years, I think. So here the first few years are on the metal plates below the bowl, and the years from 1978 on are on the trophy itself. So in 1964, it was Mr. and Mrs. Vincent Rainey. 1965, Dorsey Brooks and Jim White. 1965, Chuck Berger and Dorsey Brooks. And that's the last time it was the Life Masters pairs. So in 1967, Fred Hamilton. 1968, Sylvia Stein. 1969, Jeff Starr. 1970, Dorsey Brooks.